T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, the Jaguars actually helped the Texans in their efforts to beat the Jaguars on Sunday in two different ways, Clint Sterner. All right, March 8th, 2019, a day that will live in infamy for the Jaguars. They released Tashaun Gibson, who was later signed to a 3-year, $22.5 million contract by your Houston Texans. And then, Clint, on March 18th of 2019, the Jaguars released Carlos Hyde. They gave up a fifth-round pick to get him from the Cleveland Browns after Leonard Fournette got hurt. And Carlos Hyde did not work out with Jacksonville. So they release him. They release Gibson. Obviously, Hyde was signed by the Kansas City Chiefs and then traded here to the Houston Texans. So thank you, Jaguars. They helped us times two because Gibson and Hyde were a big part of that game on Monday night.
Well, no doubt they were a big part of that game on Monday night, but I'd say that they still owe the Texans a little bit after the Texans let A.J. Boye get out of town and Jacksonville sign him opposite Jalen Ramsey. So now they've got arguably the best one. I mean, I don't even know if it's arguably, right?
It's not.
But they've got the best 1-2 punch at corners in the league. And so I would still say that scale's still tilted towards A.J. Boye in Jacksonville right now. But I do like what Carlos Hyde brought to the table, and I do like what Gibson's bringing to the table to this point.
So, Clint, I got to – because I love get-back games. Okay, what a get-back game is, for those who don't know, is when a player is either traded to another team or leaves via free agency and then plays the team that he just played for. Or, like a journeyman guy who's got, like, 5 former teams on his resume – The get-back game is any time that you play against your former team. And so we have that opportunity here with Tashaun Gibson, who was let go. He's released and then signed at $7 or $8 million per year. This is one of the better safeties in football. Carlos Hyde obviously has turned into a little bit of a journeyman, but we played the cut, right, a week or so ago about him saying, I got a chip on my shoulder. I've been traded twice recently. This isn't working out for me. I got to just grind and get this thing done. So how much extra juice will Carlos Hyde and Tashaun Gibson have in this get-back game against their former team?
I think Hyde's going to have juice no matter who you're playing. I don't know that he has a chip on his shoulder towards Jacksonville. I don't know that he has a big chip on his shoulder towards any one particular team. Maybe San Francisco, because he put in some work there and probably earned some stripes and thought he would be there long term. But I think his beef is more with probably himself and the league and just going, hey, I belong in this league and I can play. And so I'm going to go out every Sunday and I'm gonna put on a show. And he did a hell of a job Monday night in New Orleans for the Houston Texans. And so he got that off. That campaign of I belong in this league, not only back in the day, but I got some tread left on the tire. So I think his beef is every Sunday. Now, Gibson, it's a different story. I think Gibson is a guy, now, regardless of how long you were there, regardless of how you were let go or not re-signed or traded, whatever reason, when a veteran player leaves an organization, that organization is telling you, hey, man, we appreciate you for what you've done in the past for our organization, but we just don't see you being a part of our future. And clearly, organizations want to get better in the future. So we don't feel like you are the right piece to this puzzle to help this organization take the next step. So we're going to give you the opportunity, or not give you the opportunity to be a Jacksonville Jack. We're going to give you the opportunity to go shopping with the rest of the NFL. And so I think Gibson is the guy that this week – during the game, it's a game, man. During the game, it's a simple game. But during the week, if you're the coach, I know Coach O'Brien really, really respects Gibson and respects his leadership values, this is a week where you probably let Gibson call the team up after practice every day, or maybe before practice every day. And because there's no hiding the genuine, sincere message of a guy that's been cut or not re-signed by an organization of, hey, it's time to go get back. If you can't dig inside for yourself today, being Tuesday's off day, so Wednesday or Thursday, dig deep inside. If you don't have it, for whatever reason, if your mind's not here today at practice, do it for me. you know, if and Gibson's one of those guys. I think he's vocal enough where he's one of those guys that's got the respect of the team to where he can look the guy, the defense for damn sure, in the eyes and go, hey, guys, if today you don't feel just like it, if today you're a little bit sore, if you're a little bit banged up, or maybe if you're getting hammered in the media, just do it for me today. Bring it for me today in practice. And that guy can make a difference in what we see on Sunday. Sunday, they're all going to show up and ball out. It's easy to show up, put them nice unis on, which, by the way, I heard the Texans are wearing some phenomenal uniforms this weekend. But it's easy to show up on game day. Hell, that's what you, as a little kid, that's what you do everything for. Throughout the week, Gibson's pass with the Jaguars can help this team prepare.
I love that outlook, man. I love that analysis. That's Clint Sterner. I'm Rick Campbell. He's the old QB. I'm your boy Cam. And
I'm just an old QB, and you're your boy Cam. See, you put me like you had a bunch of 2019 nice little swag, your boy Cam, and I got the old QB.
Yeah, but you got all the drip, man.
You're trying to slight me.
You got all the drip, right?
You just talk about me like I'm old has been. Like I'm just old tired sonbuck sitting over here in this chair doing radio with you. I hate to break it to you, Chief, but that ain't the case.
You know what I love about this dude right here? So we'll have Isaiah Thomas on. We'll have, I don't know, Booger McFarlane on. Although you know Booger, bad example. But, Steve Mariucci maybe, and Clint's like, man, I'm just an old QB. And then you ask a question and all. That's where I got that, QB.
That's all right. I see what you're trying to do, man. You're trying to suppress me. I see what you're trying to do.
I'm trying to keep the man down. Is that what I'm trying to do?
Trying to hold me down. Ain't no hold me down,
man. You're my boy, man. You're my boy. All right, Doug Marrone met the media yesterday on a conference call, and he spoke about Carlos Hyde and Tashaun Gibson. Right now, let's hear him talk about Carlos Hyde. And I want you to listen for something in here because he let Carlos Hyde go, but this is pretty high praise.
I thought he played extremely well. I think he always had that. You know, he has the ability to be a number one back, and I think he saw the explosion and the power, everything that you want out of a back. So, and I thought he looked great.
Yeah, look, he'd have a hell of a time right now after Monday night saying, well, this guy didn't have any, he couldn't make our team. He didn't have anything, he didn't have any gas in the tank. He didn't have any tread on the tires.
Did he look better than Alfred Blue to you?
It ain't even the same ballpark, Chief. And look, I'm not one of these guys that run around here banging on Alfred Blue. Look, yeah. I was a
solid
backup.
Player.
I was a backup, man. I pump the brakes when it comes to a guy that may not be the most talented dude in the world, gets a little clock or makes a roster more years than he probably should have. I salute that dude more than I do the guy that's got an unbelievable amount of talent. So I don't partake in the banging of backups and less talented players that get paid. But when it's all said and done, there ain't no doubt about it. It took about five carries Monday night from Carlos Hyde to understand that he's on a different level than Alfred Blue. So when it's all said and done, you got two backs right now. You're too deep at running back after 1 week in 2019 NFL season. You're as deep as you've been in a long time at running back with Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde running the rock. And I'm comfortable saying that. That was an impressive outing from the offensive line and both of these running backs. Not only at what they do well in particular, like each one of them does, they have their own skill sets, but just as a whole, the most impressive part was being able to get up to snuff and get up to speed within a week or within 2 weeks without having a bunch of contact in that last week, 10 days, 14 days of camp. That was an impressive get out for the offensive line and the running backs as far as running the rock, the run game in the NFL. That was as impressive a start as there was out there for these guys.
Alfred Blue is hurt right now. A guy named Reichwell Armstead, fifth-round pick in this past draft, is the number two running back to Leonard Fournette. I anticipate Leonard Fournette to get 85, 90, 95% of the touches in that backfield with both teams 0-1. I mean, this is an urgent game on Sunday at NRG. You'll hear it right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Now, this is even, like, better praise than what you just heard Doug Marrone offer up for Carlos Hyde. Right here, he talks about loving coaching Gibson.
T. Gip was a really, really good football player for us. I mean, there's many times, there's times like after the Pro Bowl voting, I T. Gip was actually my first call before the guys that made the Pro Bowl because, I really thought he played well enough to make the Pro Bowl. And, I thought a ton of him that way. And, I really can't say enough good things about him.
You know what I hear a little bit in there? I want to go out of my way not to give the Texans bulletin board material, specifically Hyde and Gibson. So I'm going to go over the top with my praise.
Well, look. I mean, I respect that those types of responses. And again, I mean, you know the kind of guy that I am. I don't understand why players –
Why did you let him go? I mean, if you love these guys so much, why you let him go?
Because it's a business, and you can't afford to pay everybody, and maybe there's certain things you want to do that that guy held you back from doing in the past, and it just is a bad fit, and sometimes it's just time to move on. But I just don't understand. A lot of times, you're right, a lot of times we hear coaches or players of other teams give bulletin board material, and for me, I'm always just like, why? like, what do you gain?
Because it makes it great for a radio show, right?
Yeah, no doubt for us. But like Marone, what does he gain? I mean, he's doing this is absolutely a textbook. The way that he's going about this is go overboard in a positive light so that nobody misconstrues it and nobody has any bulletin board material. And when it's all said and done, I like these dudes. You know what I mean? Like the crazy part of the of football and business in general is like when you're with a team. The owner wants to meet your wife and hold your kids and go overboard to help you in tough situations. And then when you're gone, it's like, who? I don't know who that is. No, he can't get any tickets. No, he can't. No, we don't want him on the sideline. No,
what do you mean? You're not boys with Jerry?
No, we can't send him. No, Jerry's always treated me really, really well. Because
like to this day, like he remembers you, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, he'll never forget me because of my Razorback days. He was a Razorback. So that Stephen Jones, I mean, I talked to Stephen Jones about, I guess it was at the spring game for Arkansas, just sitting there just breaking bread. I mean, it's they're Arkansas Razorbacks to the bone. Yeah, and so yeah. I'll always be a little different than most people.
What if you were a volunteer? Jones. Would they be out of sight, out of mind with you?
If I were a volunteer?
Yeah, like a Tennessee volunteer or...
All right, of all the teams in the SEC, that's a team you picked?
Well, it was the first thing that came to mind. A USC Trojan, if you were a Trojan, if you were an Oregon Duck.
Rick really fumbled that comparison right there.
Yeah, see, both of you jackasses.
Wow.
Both of you jackasses. Here we go.
Why, B-Mac?
This is what I get. You guys, I mean, now see, B-Mac, that was creative on your end. That's just a lack of awareness on this guy's end. He had no idea he threw that Tennessee. He had no idea.
No, I just want to get to the heart of Jerry Jones. Like, yeah, if you were a USC Trojan or an Oregon Duck, would he give a damn about Clint Sterner right now?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Okay. Zero chance.
All right.
Zero
chance. We're getting somewhere now.
But you see, like, what you, these guys just, when they can use you, to make a boatload of money, and when you're part of an organization like that, boy, it's just they just love you to death. And then when you're gone, it's like, we can't afford to give you and your wife a couple of tickets to the Monday Night Football game. No, that's not on the list. Sorry, I mean it's that big of a swing. And so to hear a coach say, no, man, them dudes were awesome guys, man. They're good family dudes. I made calls to them. I mean, so it's refreshing to me to hear a coach talk good about former players.
All right, I want to play this last one here, why Gibson is so good against tight ends.
He's strong. You know, he can match up with him. They can't, you know, outbody him or outmaneuver him like, you know, maybe on some of the smaller players. And then, you know, he's got unbelievable, you know, corner-type quickness and skill and hand skill, you know, to run with those guys, contest balls, and he can jump and get up with them. But, you know, basically, you know, he's kind of like the total package.
All right, great praise from Doug Marone, the head coach of the Jaguars, on Tashaun Gibson. Again, you let him go, and it sounds like you might have a little bit of seller's remorse right there.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.